He's temperamental, all he's quick tempered like his daddy.
Okay. If it were some other characteristic, then you might just say, well, in every way
he's like, now the other one, the older one, is very bookish and he's also he's quiet and he's getting where he's not quiet, like he's 3 and a half. But he can answer the telephone and he can relay a message to his mother just as well as a grown person can.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't, big words, 4-syllable words don't bother him at all. You can say one that he's never heard before and he'll repeat it to her just.
Okay, then you might say
he's what?
How would you say that if you're just talking in very, you know, whatever manner you say he is?
I say he's like his father.
Okay.
So.
And what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who's not a nurse?
A midwife.
And there are not many of them around anymore?
I don't know.
That's your area.
No.
If a city person comes to the country, and what might the country, excuse me, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City guy.
Okay. Would you say a dude or a slicker?
I could, those words.
Okay. Did you just say city guy? If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Green neck.
Okay.
Country. Hit, that's the word.
Okay. How do you normally refer, I think I've heard you use the word already, to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Nigger.
And if...
I know they want to be called blacks now.
Yeah.
But I've always said, I never did say nigger. I just said nigger.
Yes. And if you were really angry with him, would you still use the same word if you thought he was just very trifling and
I wouldn't say to him, you're sorry, nigger, but I know people that do, but
yes.
That's what they say, but I wouldn't.
Okay.
I don't let them. I made up my mind a long time ago that people like Frank Berry living over there won't do anything for me. He does pay his rent. Or niggers that I can't get to help me when I used to have them to do anything I wanted to do. I don't let them make me mad anymore, so I'm not going to get mad enough with one of them and give myself a heart attack and get mad enough to say nigger. I'm not going to do that.
Yes.
It's not worth it. I'm going to stay here.
Yes.
Then I'm not going to have a heart attack over a nigger.
Right. Do you know any insulting words that blacks might use about whites? Anything they might call.
Sorry, white trash.
Okay.
I've heard them say that.
Sure. If a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it, you might say the man got awfully white.
Upset. Or angry, either one.
If you've been working hard all day, by night you might say, I am really
worn out.
Okay. If the nurse, not the teacher, but the nurse, sent a little boy home early because he got what schooled? He got
upset stomach.
Okay.
Would that be all right? I got a temper too.
Okay.
Got a sore throat. I saw a little girl go home from play school the other day. She was crying and said her throat hurt. And I think, oh my, hope my little grandson doesn't catch it.
Yes. And would you be more likely to say that little boy got sick or took sick or was taken sick or became ill? How would you?
I'd say he got sick. I wouldn't say he took sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling here, you might say, well, poor thing, he feels
got a
sick.
Tummy ache.
Okay.
He's nauseated.
Okay. Or he feels sick
to the tummy.
Okay. What would
I wouldn't say sick to the tummy. I'd say he's nauseated.
Oh, I understand. Sure. But you
but
might
I've
hear
heard that.
Sure, sick to the what do you call, or do you remember, a noisy...